For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump signed an executive order to prevent migrant children from being separated from their parents at the southern border. But that doesn't mean the kids in cages now will be reunited with their family. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
The idea of tearing little children from the arms of their parents, putting them into detention cages, and then making a big deal about an executive order which may do absolutely nothing for these 2,300 children is literally beyond belief.
In Duluth, Minnesota, President Trump spoke to his base about border security.
So the Democrats want open borders. Let everybody come in. We don't care. Let them come in from the Middle East. Let them come in from all over the place. We're not going to let it happen.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jeff, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Forecaster David Hamrick with NOAA's Weather Prediction Center says Southeast Texas has been under a flash flood emergency due to heavy rains.
There were reports of isolated 12 to 15 inch amounts near the U.S.-Mexico border, so those were some of the highest reports we had. And it appears that had caused major flooding in those areas.
The National Weather Service said showers and thunderstorms are forecast to continue through Thursday. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg will be putting his personal fortune behind the Democratic campaign to take control of the House of Representatives. The New York Times reports Bloomberg will shell out $80 million to back House Democrats. Nevada has a date and the drugs needed to carry out its first execution in 12 years. The State Department of Corrections spokeswoman said that the lethal injection of Scott Raymond Doshier is scheduled for July 11th at Ely State Prison. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The second nation in the world to legalize marijuana, and it's one of our neighbors. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The Canadian Senate giving final passage on Tuesday to a bill that legalizes possession, sale, and the growing of marijuana. And those sales could begin in just 8 to 12 weeks after the federal government certifies final approval for that bill to become law, which it's expected to do. Legalizing marijuana fulfilling a promise that was made by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on the campaign trail. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Democratic National Committee narrowed down its options for the 2020 National Convention to four host cities, though one of the locations immediately withdrew its bid. The committee said it had Denver, Houston, Milwaukee, and Miami Beach on its short list for the convention in 2 years. The office of Denver Mayor Michael Hancock, though, said it was dropping its bid because there's too much going on in the city that week. The convention is scheduled for July 13th through the 16th in the year 2020. The announcement narrowed the list of potential host cities from 8. Atlanta, Birmingham, Alabama, New York City, and San Francisco were also under consideration. Committee members are expected to visit each potential site this summer and make a final decision later this year or sometime early in 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.